The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here, a little delayed. Sorry, I love during lockup, the hurricane and whatnot. You know, I'm going to use a hurricane excuse for like a year.
Geneva's outliving her life. Don't let her fool you.
I had to drive back from the hurricane.
No,
get trapped
hurricane
in,
blame.
In Mexico.
Geneva chooses fun over us. Can you, everyone should cuss her out.
Yeah,
I want to give a couple of shout outs to Kathy, our girl, as always. Chrissy, she's a sweetheart. T, I wish I knew her real name, but I know her hook. And then there was another person. I'm trying to find her name right now. Neptune Goddess, God bless you. Thank you for your support. These nice messages we get.
It's always good to get a nice message where someone's actually listening. All right, we're talking love during lockup, but first I put Justine, I texted her immediately after I started and said, we got to talk about the Fury show. She started the first episode. I blew through the whole show. She texted me and was like, Tyson Fury is my favorite reality star of all time. So I'm going to start there.
Nice guy, right? He has issues,
decent,
but obviously
dude.
The whole family getting beat down in the head provides for these. Do you think they would have all these mental issues if they weren't getting beat in the head their whole life?
I mean, bipolar, I think he has bipolar. And I think that, I don't
right,
think
no, you can
his
say
profession
he's got bipolar,
helps.
But getting beat in the head, I think, does make you more erratic for sure, right?
There's a scene near the end where he's like getting ready to fight some other guy. And I didn't even know that guy physically could get on to fight. He seemed so slow and out of it. I was just like, man, these people get destroyed in this sport.
The Fury fought, or what's his face? Tyson fought the guy in his last fight.
You'll see later on.
I remember seeing him fighting and I never realized they make him out to be, maybe I just wasn't watching boxing, or he's a boxer, right? It's not like, or not like, you know, now you get confused. Is it UFC?
No, it's not MMA.
You know,
He's like pure, he's like a heavyweight boxer and he's legit for sure.
Right. But they make it seem.
He's made millions of
in
dollars.
In England, like, or wherever, UK, is Mike Tyson as well known as he is here? Or is he the Mike Tyson of, Tyson Fury doesn't have the same to me as a Mike Tyson. I didn't know who Tyson Fury was until I saw his dumb brother on Love Island. So is he that famous? I don't think until you
break
through.
I think a few things have happened.
Pop culture America, you're
boxing
really
is less. Boxing is less of a sport than it was 20, 30 years ago whenever Mike Tyson was fighting. So it's like, it's less high profile. However, him in the sport is the top, you know? Like, I mean, you see, like, in some of these later episodes, you see him walk around. He's getting straight up mobbed. Like, he's a beetle. So people love him.
The dad told Mike Tyson that he named Tyson Fury after him.
Yeah.
Now Mike Tyson is training either the kid that's going to fight. God, I'm getting that wrong, because if Tyson Fury is not back in the ring, is he going back in the ring here? Or he's training someone to go up against? I already know. I already heard this on sports.
Okay, yes, he continues fighting.
To.
Yes, he continues to fight. He comes
Mike
back.
Mike Tyson
he
right
retires.
Now, current day, is training someone that's going to go up against Tyson Fury. So people are saying, is it fucked up that Mike Tyson knows this family reached out to him and said, hey, We named our kid Tyson Fury after you. We love you. Let me suck you off. And then Mike Tyson's like, hey, fuck off. I'm going to go train the guy to go beat your ass. Thanks for the namesake. It's just, I don't think it's Mike Tyson's duty to kiss Tyson Fury's ass for eternity, right?
The hell?
But people are saying,
I mean, there's 500 kids named Kobe, Shaq. Like,
right. It's just funny. I thought it was, people are like, it's wrong of Mike Tyson. It's not wrong of Mike Tyson. He's got to live.
Yeah. I think the reasons why I love this show, I strongly encourage it. 10 out of 10. I blew through it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. These are the things that I loved. I love gypsies. We used to watch that gypsy show. I love gypsy shit. So like, I love learning more about the lifestyle, seeing the opulence. I actually really like Paris. I think she's a great mom. I love seeing how she's dealing with his craziness and balancing the whole relationship
and
all these kids.
She's an abused woman.
I think she knows what she's doing.
No, she's old school. She's a good woman.
Yes,
but she's not
a good
living
woman,
for her.
That's how I describe her.
She's great. No. She's a dream. No. She's Tyler's dream.
Yes.
She don't talk back.
Yes.
She's in line.
She's any man's dream. She's
but
taking it.
Her body is tight and right. She's hot.
Yeah. She's had six kids. And I love seeing her and Molly Mae together. There's a few other scenes with the two of them, which I find very fascinating. Anytime I can see Molly Mae. Dorian last night was like, get that smile off your face. He's like, Molly Mae has business. I was like,
she does.
She has like a da-da-da-da. You know, I'm like rapping for Molly Mae. He was like, she has like work herself, right? I was like, oh, she's very successful. And I like start going off. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Shut up about Molly Mae. Molly Mae stands. So I loved it. I thought it was great. I love the whole family. I love seeing the dynamics. The kids are hilarious. British little fucktards, which I love. Like the opening scene where he has the, remember he like, they get the wrong shorts. He's like, mom, my fucking swim shorts. I can't wear these. Like, and he's just pissed. He's like, the fucking swim shorts. I love that shit. I love the little kid cussing.
I know it's hard to tell your kids not to cuss. Cause I actually really enjoy hearing it, but I have to say, stop them.
Same.
It is hilarious.
Gus is like I think I told you this the other day. Like I went in his room and he's like, Bear Bear said a bad word. Like what Bear Bear is saying? He's like all quiet. He's like, fuck. I was like, oh my god. And he was like, all you can take to not like laugh. It's like, no, you can't say that. But yeah, I love the kids. I love them talking shit. I the family dynamics. I think it was a great show. Really enjoyed it.
Sweet,
I want you to finish it so we can talk more about it.
I will finish it. He's very sweet. I'm sure there are some very dark moments.
Yes.
With him. I do love her. She's great. She goes along with the, does she ever kind of push back on him on the show?
She checks him a couple times, but she really understands
his
like that
state.
She's dealing with a delicate flower and she manages
him
extremely
over the
well
edge either.
Right. And she also just has given up the way that she would live her life for him in the sense that, like, for example, she's like, Tyson, anytime we plan a trip more than 3 days ahead, he bails. Cause like, he's just like, oh, I'm not going there. Whatever. Say it's so, like everything last
him.
Minute.
I
and
feel
she
the
just
same
thrives
way.
That way. You do.
Oh yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't want to do anything planned ahead. I do love spur. I do feel him in a way and he's living
God,
the exercise
I'm the opposite.
And I do love all the kids. Literally climbing the walls. Like I would love to have three more kids, but I couldn't physically birth three more kids or have the stress of three more kids making sure they're not all dead. When they lose little Adonis or whatever the fuck it, all these crazy names.
I know Venezuela. That's my favorite. Venezuela is my favorite. Who chooses that?
She probably got pregnant in Venezuela, right? When that guy goes up, Tyson should be able to knock out that old white guy jogging who goes up to him behind. You don't go up to any man behind their back.
Oh, and touches him.
And then whisper in his ear, so-and-so could whoop your ass. He deserves a knockout.
I couldn't agree more.
Can you imagine
living
life like that?
Don't approach people like that.
No.
Yeah, no. That's bold.
Knocked out. And then Tyson can pay for your dentures, you loser. And he just keeps on. And Tyson
at first...
I like it. He's a hoot to watch. He's gold.
He's good. And I also appreciate like there's a scene later where it's like her 13th birthday, the kid or whatever. And like, I get it. She also has a Rolex, but she's also saying shit like, you know, get them normal stuff for their birthdays because I do not want them to be spoiled. If I give them everything, what do they have to look forward to? And it's like they really are raising their kids pretty solid, which I give them credit for. Mostly
they
are.
They're cussing up a storm, but they seem like a tight family.
Yeah, they really do. And yeah, I think it's, and he's only 34. That's what's crazy. Like, he's so young in the grand scheme of life.
He looks 44.
It looks 50, but you know. And it's crazy.
What's he
going to
do when that dog dies?
Same family. That dog.
It's going to be a dark day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And are those, I know all dogs love to go for a jog, but that poor dog is probably like, I'm exhausted. Get a dog that really is rampant. Those dogs like to leisure, it seems.
Running 3 miles a day.
Tommy,
I don't know.
Tommy better never fuck Molly Mae over. Or I will have to go crazy and I won't say, but it's gonna. I don't think he will. I don't think he will. But if he ever does, Molly Mae is a. She is such a sweetie. I just love her so much.
The two of them are so cute together. Like, there's an episode at the end where they're talking about like baby stuff or whatever, and she's like, "I mean, Tommy, you don't even know. Like, you know, he didn't even know like the fundamental. Like, you said you've never changed a nappy. You're gonna have to change a nappy." And it's like these are two children having a kid.
Changing all the nappies. I'm sorry, honey.
23.
He'll pay for them all, but you're changing them.
He also says he wants 10 kids. They're on some real gypsy shit. Like, real.
For a woman to get pregnant and carry 10 kids, you really have to start when you're 16. In this day and age,
23 is like late. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's 10, that's 15 years of your life. And your body would fall through. I don't know. My uterus really feels like it could be tightened up with some strings. I can't imagine, literally, I cannot imagine 10 kids. It really would be falling out. Not joking. What was I going to say? Tyson's, when he says to her, when she says she's pregnant, which I'm glad you told me that it tracked that she waited 6 months. I don't know how she got away because she looked, not that she's fat or anything. She looks pregnant. Her face, you can tell, is filled out compared to what it was. I can't imagine that she was pretty much done being pregnant. We only had 3 months to go until little Bambi came into the world.
Bambi.
Was that short?
One of life's worst regrets. Yeah, it was about 6 months when she told
people. Waited that long?
Yeah.
And do you think it's weird that Tyson and Tommy don't see each other for 6 whole months?
I mean, maybe they saw each other and he just didn't say anything. Like, I don't get a sense that they're super close. Like, I don't.
Right, but things happen. Well, it seems like they're busy. And Tommy's in Dubai and. When six kids, probably your life, or who knows?
Yeah, right.
I don't know where it seemed like they live. Molly and Tommy seem like they're still living in the city, and then
they live in Manchester and they live up in the country,
out in the hills.
Yeah, yeah.
Fascinating.
The water flats. That place is wild looking. Yeah,
it is.
It's
wild.
Good.
Just when their kid turned down Nutella. I can't keep Nutella in this house. It's like crack with these kids. I never had it growing up. It is good, but
I feel like you can eat too much of it. Did you see the kid that was filling the soda into the bottle? He's like drinking soda out of the little one, Adonis, maybe?
I don't know.
He's like
if
pouring
I saw that.
Soda into the baby bottle, like sucking it out. She's like, no, bottles. It's like just pounding soda all the time. I just think they like shit. It's hilarious.
Great show.
Right. Well, yeah, fantastic.
I will keep
love
watching.
It.
We'll recap at the end.
Netflix, we will. I'm ready.
Bravo, Netflix. God bless. It should be talked about way more. I don't hear anybody talking about it. I don't see a picture
about
on
the Fury
Instagram.
Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird segmented popular. Like,
I mean, there's
Netflix
Chris Jenner.
Just...
And then there's Tyson Fury. They are both so fun to watch. Without Kris Jenner, the Kardashians would have flopped. I'm here to say that.
Yeah.
She is the star of the show, not Kim.
You're here to say that.
And Tyson is a star too.
He is.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, let's get into it. Love during lockup. Let's start with Renika and Asante. The shoe is falling off before he gets out. Dorian hasn't watched the season with me, and he was watching like the last 10 minutes where she was on the phone with like the judge, the prison, the sheriff. He's like, she just told that. She just held this shit down for like a 15 minute, just solo her on the phone. I was like, I know. She's really out here. Like, she's the star.
Resourceful.
Resourceful. Making shit happen. I mean, she's a full on idiot.
I hate her. I really, truly hate her guts.
It just comes down to, for me, the stupidity of moving somewhere before the person has gotten out. That's the, you could be a dumbass and move your family and whatever. Like, I also don't agree with that. But the fact that she moved before he was even out and he has all these charges he's just sitting on, I don't understand the legal aspect of it. Is he actually permanently getting out, or is he just out on bond to face these new charges? That's a part
I think he's permanently out. It sounded like it didn't sound like it was a temporary thing. I could be wrong. I just can't get past how you don't put your kids first. You got, but that's another story for another day. I just wish we didn't even know it, but it's just sick. It's just sick. These poor girls. I don't care if you want to move your kids for a job or life happens, or you just want to move for fun. If you've, you know, but she just $3,000, she would go broke. She must really not have it, or she would whip that debit card out within a heartbeat.
Right. Right. Totally. She doesn't have it for sure. Cause she just moved. Moving is expensive as fuck. Anyone who's ever moved knows you're out of money for
her
months.
Hair. Yeah, like, it is. It's really, it's a drain.
So expensive.
Her hair is hilarious. She's
hilarious.
That friend is trying to smack her straight, but
I love when she's on the phone in the beginning of the FaceTime and she's like, so you're not texting these hoes or whatever. And he's like, no, I'm not talking to anybody else. And the chick in the background just like, I don't believe him. He's like, who's that? I was like, I love this chick just in the background talking shit.
That's a good friend.
Great. Good friend. I mean, a better friend would have said, don't come down here, but you know.
Yeah, well, she's coming and she'll live on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Her
it's
place
crazy.
Looks nice though.
It does look really nice. It looks nice
from the outside and the inside.
It does. Yeah, it does. No, I thought so too. She's very resourceful. She's got to imagine to get a judge after. I seem like it was 9 o'clock at night. Who's answering the
phone? Is this a real judge? Like, I don't understand. A, it looked like it was midnight. And B, you can just call judges. Is that real? I don't feel like that's reality.
Given his phone, his name right over the line. And
right. Because it's like, is this like a, I was wondering if this is like a jail judge or something. Because I can't imagine you
can
just call up a local judge and like get him.
Uncle Phil is not answering the phone for Renika.
Right. Right. It's a mess.
You know, it's a tale as told as old as time with especially these people. I just can't believe. I guess there's a picture of them. The girls seem okay and healthy. So. I'm thinking the guy's not there. Is he a nice guy? Oh, this is what blows my mind. That she can just get him right on the phone. He's in jail, but she's calling him directly and he's answering him like he's down the street.
Yes. He has a cell phone. He's the one with like the FaceTime all the time.
Life is great for him. Is there a chance he's a nice guy?
I don't know. Maybe.
The girls were just on Instagram saying, I love you looking good, blah, 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 given the information and it could be possible.
What is happening? I always come down to this at a point in this show. Where I'm like, what has happened to a large swath of America that this whole thing exists? The people are willing and not even willing, in active pursuit of prisoners to date so that they feel like they've trapped somebody and use them or they
so
get
desperate.
Used. It's like, it's so wild. It's like this whole community of people just like fucking each other over left, right, and center and like desperate for love. It's wild.
There is some type of mentality to finding a man in prison and you do have a lot of leverage, right?
Yes. You're in complete control. And then that person is probably also using you, right? So it's like a use relationship. They're in control. They're actually... You're paying for their life, which might be going to partners or women it's
right.
Just like it's
their
a
family.
Sick cycle.
Who's got $3,000 to shell out for him? And he's selling drugs in jail. He's nowhere near rehabilitated.
What was it like? Rehabilitated. The telecommunication purposes for, or like, I love that, using his phone.
He's
to sell
setting
drugs.
Up already, I mean, selling drugs.
Yeah.
He does not
hustle hard. You know?
I mean, I say let the entrepreneurs loose. I have no problem with people selling drugs. The drugs should all be legal. Every drug should be legal. Let these people walk in and get whatever the fuck they need. But I don't know if that's the right thing to do. But what's it matter?
I don't know. Just don't sell them to children. You know, like
It would be more. It would be more strict, I guess. I don't know. I wonder how the black market of marijuana is out here. And
I wonder as well. I was talking to somebody about that the other day, like what you used to have to go through to buy weed and how life has transformed. I mean, we've talked about this before, the sketchy people we've dealt with.
Yeah.
All right. I'd
that
like
was
to discuss
wild days. They were fun days.
Wild. Yeah. Fun. Dangerous though. Right. Like, especially being a girl, you could easily have just gotten killed, raped, whatever.
But you guys seem to have the nicest one ever. He's probably a judge.
I know, right? He was a reputable person. I know that was legit. Like, once we got post college, I feel like you were dealing with reputable
even
people.
Though the
but
dog
like college
knew.
Your dog knew
right?
Yeah, definitely dog. All right, let's talk my personal favorite, Savannah and Jake. Savannah,
you know
will
what?
Chase...
I'm sorry. Last thing about Renika, though, maybe the daughters will have a better opportunity for a better life in Atlanta. Maybe it will work out for them. All right.
Okay. Had to get that out, huh?
It came to my mind.
No, I just think Savannah's one of those people that, like, she would lose. She's one of those people that no one, like, anyone will run away from. Her own mother would be like, "Oh, Savannah can't deal with her." Like, there's
Where's
just
the
like
firehouse.
A,
yeah.
Yeah, there's just like an energy to her that's pure chaos that like nobody.
Oh, and then maybe that's why she is the way she is, needy. Yeah.
Something.
Did you ever have friends that you had to lie to when you were a kid and they would call your house to check and you'd be like, "Mom, don't answer the phone. I told them I'm going somewhere."
No.
Our friend was Tara. And I'd be like, I told her I'm going to Kmart. She'd call and I'd be like, "Don't answer the phone, Mom." And then, or if I somebody answered, she's like, "I thought you were leaving." Like, shit, me and my mom are about to leave, bitch. You're like, "You're my own." So yeah, that's what she reminds me of.
That's her. Totally. I mean, when she's like, "I get so nervous meeting new people." And she's like laughing hysterically. She's driving up. I'm just like, "Oh my God, she's so nuts."
She's scary. Why did this guy agree to going on camera, number one, with this lunatic?
No idea.
What did you think she wanted to know from you? And she's just she acts so green when she is probably very nuts and will allegedly slit your throat in the parking lot.
It's just like, what is she trying to get to by these questions she's asking him? Like, I it's almost like she wants somebody to be like, "He was the ringleader. He was the worst. He's the center of all my problems." And then she's just going to be like, "Ha ha, I've got a bad one." Like, I don't understand what she's trying to suss out with all of these questions. It's very odd.
You got your answers. The guy's been locked up. He's did bad shit.
For
they had to shackle him in the courthouse.
Right.
He's obviously a lunatic. And maybe by chance, he'll be a nicer guy, but probably not.
You know what I appreciate about Tim in quotes is that he was just like, "This is making me uncomfortable and I'm gonna leave." Like, I don't know.
He gave her
it's
a
just
lot
like,
more than I would have.
Right? Like, he didn't.
I wouldn't
he
have
just,
told the producers. I was see ya.
Just
you never
left.
See me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he felt bad or something, but I just love that he dipped out and she's there with her diner menu. Like,
to me, he's a rat for just showing up.
Ooh,
you don't even show up
rules.
On screen.
A rapper just with, showing up.
For what? I mean, you don't know.
I
would
sure
never
stand by it.
For some guy that's in jail and maybe possibly getting out, I'm not going to get on TV, national television, and talk to his crazy girlfriend. I think it's all prepped too beforehand. So you're not going to catch me there.
It's just a mess. She's real nuts. Real nuts.
I tweeted, "I hope when my kids go to prison, they find a love like this." She is what you want.
I'm going to get you out.
And the amount of time that these women, they could be starting a new Amazon. They could be selling books in the garage that turn into fucking Amazon.
I know.
They, Renika and Savannah, the amount of time you could be super. Well, Renika, she's a go-getter. I got to say, with the eyelashes, she is Amazon. But
she is.
They could spend so much more time.
Yeah. Or anything
wasted
else on those
time
two?
On these losers.
I know.
No. Oh, her with the right. Did you talk about the book and crying?
The
her
book
going
and crying?
Through the pictures that she kind of had. It looked like the old photo book where you have the plastic that goes over the photos.
Oh,
it looked like
yes.
That.
Yes. God, she's so nuts. She's really X level unstable.
Seems like she would make a really good dominatrix from that TV show that we watch. She would be really good.
Yeah, she would.
But she's a real freak.
I would get rid of two couples here, eliminated mid-season for being boring. That would be Andy and Brittany and Letitia and Keith. I would get rid of both of them.
Who's Letitia?
Isn't that her name? The one that went to prison, the tax collector.
Yeah, Herb. I agree with you. Yeah, so partially. This week was a little interesting. The daughter shows up, her nipples are falling out of her shirt. You're gonna be in this car. Not that I'm not saying you're gonna get raped because you're dressed like that, but he's a creep. Cover them boobs up as a mother. That's what I'm saying to you. You poor girl. You've been put through the ringer. And I don't think that her mother should even trust being in a car with Andy. She was so creeped out the second she was trapped in that car with him. Thank God the cameras are on. That's the vibes I got.
Yeah, me too. But it's like, she didn't say a word. He didn't say a word to her. It's just like the vibes
she informed
were so
mom.
Yeah. And just,
which I love.
And then he's like, ooh, she just left.
Andy, you shouldn't have gone to the bathroom. Were you new at this?
I know, right? You never leave. Never leave. You gotta just.
He's so gross. I bet you knew it was. But I look like a police officer.
I know. What the fuck? What does that mean?
What does that fucking mean?
You could tell I looked like I used to be police. It's like, shut up.
You look like a greeter at Walmart, you idiot. Shut the fuck up.
And you also, like, in between somehow being a cop and whatever the fuck you are now, you were like a weird truck driver who had been in their family. What the fuck are we talking about? Like.
And he blames everything on the ex-wife.
Yep.
He did no wrong ever. Everything's blamed on her. The kids hate you, not the crackhead mom. So
evidently, like, me leaving home made my kids feel away when I went to work. It's like, shut up.
You didn't go to work.
So annoying.
The guy is a piece of garbage. And I really hope that the daughter goes in and just ruins it all.
Yeah, me too.
She cracked me up, though. She's adorable little thing, and Andy the perv couldn't pick his jaw up off the floor.
Such a creep. Such
and
a creep.
It's people like him who think he's a cop still and would sneak into her house or something or put a
he'd
camera
do like a
up
citizen's
and watch her go to
arrest.
The bathroom.
Yeah, he'd do a citizen's arrest on somebody like selling weed in a park or something. Be like, I got you. I'm a former police officer. It's like, shut up. All right, Brittany and Karak. Let me tell you, my favorite name I've seen in a while is her instructor's name, which is Consequilla, I think. Consequilla?
That's a great one. She's a star.
She's just fantastic. I love her. Everybody in here has a story. You keep coming in late, you're out. It's like,
you're
not
special.
You're
not the one. We got another prisoner.
Love it. She's used to this shit. This is not her first rodeo.
Yeah. You're not the first prisoner, honey.
The friend
who said she works
her.
In a restaurant. You're working at a bar. I mean, they make more money than
is that
server.
A restaurant?
Be proud.
Was there food?
No, she's standing behind a freaking bar.
Yeah.
What's wrong with saying you're a bartender?
Is the friend a man or a woman?
I think a woman. The cousin. It's a friend. I thought that was a cousin or
EB.
A relation.
Okay.
She cracks me up. I thought it was a girl. I hope that I'm right.
I'm not sure, but. I think you may be right.
I get feminine energy, but I don't know.
Well, when EB is falling around, it's like, you know, truth will come out, ain't got nothing but time. Like, he's like Tony Soprano on a stakeout. It's like, what's happening here?
And she's going to work. She's going to the salon. She's not doing anything wrong.
Croc needs to be like running a Fortune 500 the way he has people loyal to him. It's really unbelievable. Like, he has people out here just like fully doing his work, following people, checking up on people. It's like, it's very powerful presence somehow.
Yes.
You know,
like the Boston deal or no deal.
Yeah, got a lot of control. Yeah.
People are listening from the phone.
I bet she's cheating, though. I bet. That'd be my guess.
Oh, she does seem busy.
Yeah, she does.
I think if someone's in prison, they're allowed to cheat. No, I don't know.
What do you mean?
No, I mean, that's not everybody. But I wouldn't be mad at her. Because I'm sure Karak has 100 girlfriends.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I feel bad. There's a lot of sadness in that little girl's eyes. She's had a hard life.
She has had a hard life. She's trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, it's sad. When she was talking to that girl, like her mom.
Yes.
She's like, and like looking for some love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's sad.
Heard anything else on those two?
And I got parents that won't leave me alone.
God.
Like, no.
Okay.
Were you going to say something?
No.
About your loving parents?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. My dad, he went to Germany for this like family reunion thing last week.
Wow.
His mother is fully German, right?
Wow.
Has been his entire life. He was sitting there. He's like, you know, I realized like when I was there, like, I'm half German. It's like, the fuck, Dad? Like, of course you're like, yes, your mom is German. Like, this is not rocket. So, like, what? You just like figured this out? He's like, I just feel like, you know, I could get a German passport. I'm like, I know you could. You're literally half German. The town that she was raised in did like a memorial where they invited all the Jews back that they like either tried to murder or kicked out of the town as like a redemption kind of event. So he said it was pretty heavy, but cool.
I would like to hear about that. I was gonna ask, but then I'm like, maybe it's stupid to
all
ask
the,
people
all the
that.
Jewish like survivors were invited, like the family of survivors, and they had like a ceremony and whatever. So he said it was cool. Heavy, but like
his
.
Hold on. So his mother lived
mom.
In Germany during the Holocaust.
Yes. And her family was able to escape, and her father and mother and brother were put
they
in
would
a
have
concentration
killed her
camp.
Too.
Yeah.
And they're German, and they were put in concentration camps.
Yeah. German Jews. Her dad was
a
doctor
Jewish.
who served in World War I.
Your dad's family is Jewish. I always forget that.
You do?
Okay. Well, it's usually you take the mother's religion.
Yes, exactly. But my mom isn't religious. So like, I mean, we're not Jewish religious.
No, I just forget that. I forget that. No, right.
So his dad was able to escape the concentration camp by negotiating like his release, because he was an army vet, and he like was a doctor in the First World War for Germany. And so like his goodwill or something, he managed to escape. But the brother was in camps, and
and did he make it out, the brother?
Yeah, he made it out. He was in hiding for 5 years in the Netherlands.
Unbelievable.
And showed up at their doorstep in Boston like 10 years later, and they thought he was dead.
Isn't that nuts?
I know. It's wild.
And
so
Americans
complained
about wiping down their groceries.
I know. They were married from 19. So the woman hid him. She was also Jewish, but she was like white presenting, like she was blonde. They hid in the Netherlands, and they were married till they died, like, I don't know, 60-70 years or something.
Wow.
The
Holocaust is fascinating.
It's wild. It was
not in a good way. It's just
It's so recent.
It's so horrific.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. You would think that it happened 500 years
hundreds
ago,
of years
right?
ago. I know.
And there's people living.
My grandmother's still alive. It's a single generation.
Right. Right.
I mean, two generations, whatever. It's wild.
And your grandma was how old when this was all happening? Under
she
10 years
young,
old?
Because she's like 90 something, so she was probably, you know, four or five.
God, nuts.
Yeah, crazy. All right, back to it's a good transition, Holocaust, back to Love During Lockup. Who else we got left? Jade and Chris. I don't have much
I
to
hate
say
her
here,
the most out of everybody.
She's horrible. it's so obvious.
Terrible person.
Terrible that this is all a money ploy. And like him being like, you know, this is all money I invested and made myself. It's like, well, then don't let your wife spend it all.
What are you investing in? Apple in 1995?
Yeah, I know.
He
like, come
like
on.
He's some genius, some financial guy.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I invested the money
Run
and doubled
classes.
The money. It's like, well, yeah, what the hell? Put on a tutorial.
And stop saying you've been married 5 years. If you weren't, it's so easy to be married to someone if one's locked up and you can just hang up and you don't
yes.
have to deal with them.
Totally.
The second that lunatic comes out and is in your face, it's over, Jade.
Well, it's also over when he realizes what you're doing with all his money. You know what I mean? Like there's both, it's going to be a bad situation either way. The money's going to run out or the love is going to run out. One or the other. It's not good.
And the sister is a creep. She hates him one second. The next she's talking shit about his family to him.
I know.
Trying to turn his family against him.
You know what's not an adult move that you see on this show all the time? They don't just let one person have a conversation. It's like, here. And then the sister's like yelling at him. He doesn't even know she's there. It's like, this is not, none of this is like adult behavior. It should be one conversation. You're not on speakerphone, handing around the phone, everybody yelling at each other. It's just like so childlike.
And she's got a framed photo of him in his orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, I saw that.
On the thing.
Carrying it around.
She's traveling around with it.
I know.
Shut up.
So weird. So weird. It's probably because she does like an Instagram video of like, when I travel, here's what I do to remember my husband. Get ready with me.
Oh,
like, get out of here.
Get ready with me.
Get ready for my prison visit with me.
Watch
sure
me do my makeup.
100%. Yeah.
When
the
internet is.
I have to wear this.
It's so weird. I wish it would just disappear and it was only for finding things like a phone book.
I put on
her Instagram, Mario Lopez, who creeps me out anyway. Just
I saw this.
Looks,
I thought that was hilarious. Thank you for bringing it
up. Like a alien. I think he's the alien. I mean, he just looks creepy, right?
I don't follow him. He's not in my orbit of world, but
I saw
that video you posted of him doing the TikToks with like his daughter. I was just like, what is happening?
Imagine you and your dad are choreographing dances, which is already some probably fad. And I know they're both in the entertainment world, but you think that other people in the entertainment world weren't doing, I don't know why Bob Saget comes to mind. That's so sad. Rest in peace. But these grown men doing dances with their daughter in the hallway, and then there's probably multiple takes. There's a lot. It's a lot of time. It's just weird.
There's multiple takes. I know. It's the internet.
And
it's
not dance. Like I sound like Footloose. It's like her daughter's a little girl, and you're putting her on the stage for creeps. Creeps are looking at your daughter sexualizing her. I just lock her up and don't let creeps
throw away the
look
key.
At your daughter. Unless she's dying to do it. Let her.
Another
her
reason why I love
TikTok.
Tyson Fury. He has this 12-year-old, like, you can't do shit until I tell you you can do anything. I
it's
love
the right
that.
Way.
Yeah.
Until you're 18 and you're off at college and he has no say. I don't. It's just weird.
We officially crossed over from youth to the. You got stats
until
you're 18.
You got to protect your kids. I don't know. It's just odd. And.
Oh, God.
I could go on about Mario Lopez all day long. Just fascinating. Did you watch? You
tongue.
Didn't grow up watching Saved by the Bell, huh? So that's why.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a shit either. Yeah.
All right. Letitia and Keith. I don't really have much to say other than I love that her friend calls to tell her that the baby mama is not going to respect the marriage. Love that. It's great.
Marriage by proxy. Where can I get these notary jobs where people are need
yeah, right?
marriage notarized?
God, come on, get us into prison. That's what we
I
need.
Know. Well, a couple people have messaged me lately to go to my county prison, but you have to be on the books, and I don't want to be involved in that. It's already sad enough going to see people dying.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I don't know.
She's an idiot.
She's an idiot. If I hear. I have a pet peeve, which is when somebody like if you and I were talking, like you and I, good friends, and you kept referring to Tyler as my husband. I find that obnoxious when people do that. When they
nuts.
Do that, or a lot of people do this, and I think I notice it more because I'm an only child. But even when I know the person, they refer to them as my brother or my sister, rather than just saying their name. It's always like, oh, my brother said this, or my brother, and it's like I know them. Just say their name, and I feel this way when she says my husband.
Interesting. The sibling thing I've never noticed, but
okay. keep notice and see what you see. If
brother, sister is a
will say to you like, hey, my brother said, rather than just being like, you know, blah and saying
that doesn't bother me because siblings is very like a cherished thing. Husband and wife to me, I don't cherish as much, but brother and sister, you're it's embedded in your brain since your day one. Like, this is your brother. Your brother? How's your sister? But I think I always refer to depends on who I'm talking to, I guess. If it's people we grew up with, I would say my brother's name. I really don't know. Yeah.
So pay attention, see what people do. It's interesting.
The husband thing is wacky. Well, she just comes off real desperate. I don't like to say the word husband because I don't want to be old enough that my parents are okay with me being married and okay with some guy screwing me in a house and having babies and stuff. I don't want to be that
even
old.
You have three kids. Still can't wrap your head around it. Oh, I love it. All right. I think that's it. A little fury, a little love during. We'll be back next week with more shit talking before you know it. We love you guys. Bye-bye.